think it's a performance we can be proud of. You know, over the last four or five games, there's been huge improvements, but the results didn't show for it. The last two games, you know, we've got what we deserved, you know, and we were disappointed to go back to 2-2, but the character, the resilience, you know, I'm proud as punch of the, you know, to be part of this team today, and, you know, it's a 3 points we thoroughly deserved.
Played well in the Harriers, yeah, and took their chances well. How much was the nervousness sort of kicked in once Constable got that brace back?
To be honest, I didn't feel it. You know, things have been improving. You know, the confidence amongst the squad is gaining all the time. So, of course, you know, in the back of your mind, you're thinking, well, you know, we've let a two-goal lead slip, but, you know, Arthur's goal was worthy of winning any game, you know, and he's been showing that in training. We're well aware of the capabilities of that lad, and him, Elton and Anu, since they've come into the team, have been fantastic.
It works hard, doesn't it? So getting away win at Boreham Wood, a home win over promotion chasing side easily. Fans were fantastic and giving great vocal encouragement today.
Incredible, you know, I saw in the Boreham programme, I think our, you know, average attendance is seventh best in the league. And you know, for where we've been and the results we've had, that's incredible. Something to be very proud of, and the fans can be proud of that. So I suppose in a way you look at it and you go, do you know what, over the last two games, the club as a whole has deserved this. You know, we're looking to kick on. We're not finished. I think there'll be a few clubs now going, oh, hold on a minute. You know, we all thought Kiddie were dead and buried, and we're not. We're not, you know. So we've got a great game on Saturday, and we're going to take the confidence from tonight into that.
Of course, you know, obviously the result tonight allows Harriers to move off the bottom of the table, so that's got to give added confidence as well, isn't it?
Yeah, psychologically it's a great boost, and we knew that would be the case. It's one step at a time, you know, we're not going to get overly carried away, but this is two fantastic results for us, you know, we're going to look to build on that.
And from your perspective as well, you know, the clean sheet and then following up with a very stoic performance, both yourself and Keith Lowe starting to get a good understanding at the start of the Harriers defence.
Yeah, to be honest, it's been frustrating. You know, we've lost a lot of games 1-0, you know, and sometimes those goals have come against the run of play. So it's just about sticking in, you know, with what you believe. You know, we work hard, very, very hard, long hours on the training ground to try and improve. You know, we've not enjoyed this season. You know, we want it to get better. We want to enjoy this feeling again. So, you know, we kind of can't wait for Saturday. You know, we're delighted we've got Saturday, Tuesday games for the next 4 or 5 weeks because it's the perfect time to get a bit of momentum that we're now gaining.
And how important is it to keep that momentum going? Obviously, the difficult games coming up against Macclesfield, against Cheltenham, against Halifax, Chester, you know, Wrexham, all those coming up in February.
Well, I think, you know, I honestly believe there'll be a lot of teams now who looked at us and thought we were dead and buried. And these two results have brought us, you know, back off the top of the, off the bottom of the table. So a few of them, you know, they won't want to play us. We've picked up a bit of momentum now. We're on a little decent run. You know, it's not a case of, right, we've arrived, everything will be all right. We've still got an awful lot of hard work to do. There's still a huge gap to safety. But why not? You know, why not? This is a real honest, it's a great group of lads. We work hard for each other. I think you saw that tonight.